It was daylight outside. A rooster crowed in the distance. The air was damp and cool.
Good, it's really early, said Jack. So we have a whole day and night until break of day tomorrow to do our mission.
Perfect, said Annie. And look, we get to wear our own clothes for once.
Oh, man, said Jack.
He was still in his jeans and t-shirt, and his backpack was still a backpack.
Is that a mistake?
Jack and Annie looked out the window together. Mountains rose majestically above the town they had landed in. The treehouse was in the tallest tree in a grove at the edge of a quiet street. Along the street were shops and other buildings, and a few cars.
Cars, Jack said with relief.
No mistake, said Annie. Our clothes didn't change because we came to China in modern times.
Jack reached into his pocket and pulled out some paper money.
Cool, my clothes didn't change, but my money changed from dollars to Chinese money.
Perfect, said Annie.
She looked out the window again and read some signs from the buildings.
Wulong Town Bank, Wulong Town School, Wulong Town Bicycle Shop. I think we landed in Wulong Town.
Wow, said Jack. How did you figure that out?
Annie laughed.
So let's go look for some Wulong Town food.
Okay, but the food we have to find doesn't sound like normal food, said Jack. Grainy and good, but tough as wood?
Annie smiled.
You always find something to worry about, she said. Come on.
Annie headed down the treehouse ladder. Jack packed away their book and his backpack and followed her. Together, they stepped out from the grove of trees and headed down a busy sidewalk. Vendors were setting up stalls to sell crafts and pottery. Some girls and boys were passing by carrying book bags. They were dressed in jeans, t-shirts, and sweatshirts.
See? Kids just like us on their way to school, said Annie.
Except we took a detour to have breakfast halfway around the world, said Jack.
Speaking of breakfast, how about going there?
Annie pointed to a restaurant with tables outside.
Garden Paradise? Jack said, reading the sign. Sounds like a good place to start.
Jack and Annie crossed the street to the restaurant. Tables were set up near potted bamboo plants. A waiter poured tea for someone reading a newspaper. Jack glanced at the front page of the paper and saw the date.
It's May 12, 2008, he said.
Cool, said Annie.
The waiter nodded at Jack and Annie. Then he led them to a table that had two small bowls on it.
Green tea? He asked. Or yak butter tea?
Jack and Annie answered together.
Green.
The waiter left and came back with a teapot. He poured pale green tea into two small bowls. Then he gave Jack and Annie menus and went to check on other customers.
Yak butter tea?
Jack said.
I don't think so.
Annie giggled as she looked at her menu.
How about some green bean jelly?
I don't think so.
Jack scanned his menu.
Aha! What about chicken feet?
Ew,
said Annie.
Okay, how about this?
Jack said gleefully.
Fried stinky tofu.
Ew,
said Jack and Annie together. They laughed loudly, and Annie nearly fell out of her chair. Jack saw the waiter frowning at them from across the garden.
Shh, Jack said. We're being rude.
Sorry,
Annie whispered in the direction of the waiter.
We have funny-sounding food at home, too, she said to Jack. Like hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. How about sour cream, said Jack. Or squash.
Ah, squash,
Annie laughed.
Okay, let's get serious now, said Jack. We have a mission.
He took the little scroll from his pack, unrolled it, and read. A healthy food, grainy and good, baked with love, tough as wood. Round in shape, the color of sand, given to those who have lost their land.